Hi, is Philip there?
Yes, who is this?
Danny with the Bank of Cardiff.
Give me 1 second. Let me see if he's available.
Okay.
This is Philip.
Hey, Philip. Hey, I was, yeah, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. Yeah, I was, just wanted to touch, you know, basically let you know that I did receive the application, and then, we have everything, you know, getting ready to go, but I know you're going to use, we spoke about this yesterday, for materials and cash flow, but what's the specific amount that you're looking for?
The specific amount?
Yeah, like how much were you guys looking for? I know you guys, you know, weren't trying to get 100, 250,000, you wanted, you know, more than that, obviously, so how much was the, I just know they're going to ask.
Well, I mean, we're just really just looking to see whatever we can, whatever we qualify for.
Mm-hmm.
Just, as far as an open credit line, that way we can just kind of use it as we please. And I'm not sure exactly what we're going to use it for or anything.
Right.
I think it'll be something since we also kind of looking to get at least a little bit more paving equipment and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But basically the same as just to use basically to maybe finance a project. That way we can, just like I said, push our bills back another 30 days just to line up our stuff.
Right. We're
really not looking to get like an exact amount.
Uh-huh. Well, I didn't know if there's like, because I know with your materials and like how much you guys typically spend on that in between.
Yeah, because I mean, per month we're spending, I mean, probably about 300,000-400,000 on materials, just because
mm-hmm.
that is one of our major costs, if not okay. our largest cost.
Right.
Per month.
Uh huh. And usually, you guys use your current line for that. Like you put it on there, and then you pay it off month to month.
Yes, sir. Basically.
Okay. All right, and then, yeah, I didn't know if there was, like, a specific amount that you guys were looking for, you know, on top
no,
of that
I
other one.
Had, yeah, I just had mentioned to Terry that, I mean, that y'all typically did about 10 to 15% of gross annual sales.
Right.
So I think that's kind of what he's expecting is somewhere
okay.
around that.
Okay, all right.
Even if it's about 10%, maybe 8% or so.
Right, okay. All right, sounds good. Yeah, I just wanted to be clear, like, what you had immediately, you know, the needs for. So it'd be like 300,000 to 400,000 in materials you do is, and also you said equipment, and on the equipment side, I mean, we have equipment financing. I know you mentioned you guys usually just pay, you know, straight up for it, for the small things like the skid steers and whatnot. But what other types of equipment are you guys looking to add on?
I'm not sure yet. I mean, that's still something that we're kind of debating whether how much
mm-hmm.
we want to delve into getting a little bit more specialized equipment right now.
Right.
For commercial work, as I mentioned, a little bit of the smaller, same type of equipment, but a little bit smaller as far as mm-hmm. like a motor grader or a dozer or something.
Yeah.
I know those typically still run pretty costly considering they still do the same amount. They're just slightly smaller.
Right, yeah, and the dozers, I know you guys, those D6s you're talking about, and okay, yeah, and so those are just, you know, for the future jobs that you had lined up, and you guys are doing that Odessa College, right, the parking lot?
Yes, sir, and that one actually, we ended up doing, because it's three separate parking lots, there's two smaller ones and a third large one,
mm-hmm.
and I know we've already done one of the smaller ones we did a couple weeks ago.
Right.
We're actually about a third of the way through that Garden City project, the one that's about $100,000 to $115,000 in just asphalt material.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow. So you guys spent how much do you make off that? Like, what's your margins usually?
Well, our contract is for about 340, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
360, but of course we actually didn't. Did our own base material in there as well, but I mean we've done that months back,
right?
Prior to actually doing this.
Okay. So yeah, that makes sense. So you guys usually did that, and then because I remember, I think last we spoke, I made some notes. You guys, you know, we're looking around 120,000, and then it was for that paving job for the parking lot. You guys would make around like 180. Is that correct, or is that off a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, of course, minus our own labor costs and overhead.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean, we average probably about 9 to 12% on a project, depending on, I mean, just the efficiency of how the project is done.
Right. Okay. And yeah, do you guys have any other jobs, you know, lined up for this like upcoming fall?
I know we have a paving project over in Lubbock that we're also looking to do for it's Lubbock Cooper District.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually doing paving for some roadways to their North Elementary School.
Yeah.
And then we're also doing some paving for their doing work at the Cooper High School.
Well, okay.
In Lubbock.
All right.
Yeah, so we're kind of continually picking them up, but I mean we have one large lay-down machine for paving, and then one smaller one that we have. So I mean, we're still limited as far as what we can pick up at a time. But then, yeah, so we're kind of at the max as far as what we're looking at paving right now. We're contracted to do.
Right.
By the time we get contracted, I mean, at the very latest, they're looking for us to start within a month.
Uh huh.
So, I mean, we're already looking at a month's worth of work easily right now as far as paving.
Right.
We don't have anything scheduled out further than that yet.
Okay, at least a month's worth. All right, and based off all that work coming up, how much do you think you guys will, you know, make off that? I mean, just a guesstimate.
What's that?
Based off that, the month's, you know, worth of work, what do you think you guys will be able to make off that with all the materials and everything? Like your expenses, you think you'll make?
I don't know. I mean, asphalt's actually one of our a little bit more one of our profitable types of projects.
Uh huh.
I mean, we'll probably make around, I don't know, 18% on it.
Okay.
Just because, I mean, you lay down. I mean, you lay down the asphalt. We're laying down. Typically, it would have just taken 3 days straight.
Mm-hmm.
But we're running into a little bit of rain and stuff from over. Garden City.
Yeah.
Usually, like a project that big, we'll lay out about $100,000 to $115,000 of material.
Mm-hmm.
Lay that out 3 days straight. So I mean, right there, you're already looking at labor costs for 3 days, material costs for 3 days, but you also lend about 80% of your contract 3 days.
Right. So it's all on that 3 days.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And do you know the size of the, like, are they like a couple $100,000 jobs, or are they more like a...
As far as which one?
Like the ones that you said you had coming up over the month. I'm just trying to get a clear picture of what you guys, like, where you're headed and everything.
Yeah, no, I mean, we have, I mean, as far as what we're contracted for, the total amount of the contract are probably about $1 million. And probably about 1.3 million.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we're of course you want to close out contracts before you start picking up new ones. So we're constantly sending out bids. But I mean, as far as set projects, sometimes they'll want us to start next week. So it's kind of something that we're kind of continuously bidding and picking up projects.
Mm-hmm.
We're usually about 1 to 1.3 million as far as. Were under contract to perform.
Right. Okay. And so you have the 1.3 locked down on those jobs?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're under contract for those.
Okay, great. And so you're looking at
something. I mean, they're not able to. They can't. They can't break contract with us without reason. Same thing for same thing for us. We can't just step out of a contract with anybody. So.
Right.
We're locked in there for the 1 to 1.3. I don't know where we're currently at.
Right, okay. So you guys are expecting to make around 80% off that, the 1.3, like around there.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, perfect. Yeah, I think I have, you know, all the information I need. And then also on the location where the office is at, I know it's owned. And do you guys, like, does the company lease it from Terry, or is just owned outright?
For this one, I believe it's actually, I think the building is actually, I'm not sure how Terry has it set up, whether the building actually, this land and everything fall under his name, or if it is actually under the company name, but I believe it's under the company name.
Under the company name, okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. I didn't know if there was like a monthly...
No, we don't pay anything.
Nothing, okay.
Utilities.
All right, cool. All righty, well, yeah, I think I have all the information I need. I'm going to go ahead and get it submitted, and I'll keep you guys updated.
Oh, all righty, that'll work.
All right, thanks, Phil. I'll let you know if anything comes up.
Oh, all righty.
All right, thank you.
All